are buying this right now. I'm just saying that, you know, as the artist that created this, this is not, you know, the manifestation that I imagined it being consumed in.
I think it's going to be fun. I think we can add little bonus bits
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, okay. What are we going to do when we get to the pictures? In? So many pictures.
Describe just, the pictures.
Talk about them.
Create a mental image of the picture and
painting,
then paint it with your mouth. With,
yeah, okay. Ooh, paint it with your mouth just sounds weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you got scared by paint it with your mouth, I think that sounds like an exciting proposition.
I think so. I guess we should do some kind of introduction.
Yes, that would be helpful. I think we should start by introducing ourselves for anyone who's wondering why they've just spent a minute of their lives listening to us deciding what it is that we're saying.
We are Dan and Phil, and we make videos on the internet. Videos about ourselves, our lives, and how we fit into the world.
And over the years, for some reason, a lot of people enjoyed these things that we made.
All these videos and shows and crazy things we've shared with our followers came together to create this huge world of Dan and Phil.
And that's why we made this book. You never know what might happen in the future. The internet might get deleted, a meteor could destroy the whole world, or one of us could die and it would be really sad.
Dan, don't get like that already. We're only on the introduction.
Oops, sorry.
So, we wanted to trap this giant, crazy, wonderful world that we've created with our audience into an epic Enchiridion. We hope that in the distant future, an alien race will stumble across it and bring it back to their mothership, where we'll be worshipped as their new gods.
Well, it's not only for aliens to worship. I was thinking more general preservation of memories and stuff, but okay.
I guess we should tell our story.
But where do we start? I mean, a lot happened before we started making videos.
Right at the beginning. Dear One, Dan's mum, on Dan's birth. What day was it?
How's this for memory? I thought it must be a Tuesday after checking. I was right. Obviously, this scarred me for life, or I wouldn't remember.
What was the weather like?
It was a clear summer night, thankfully, as the ambulance took an hour to arrive.
What time did you arrive at the hospital?
About 3 a.m.
How long did the whole thing take?
You were born at 6:30 in the morning after days of labour. Seriously, I was in the hospital for 2 days before you decided to finally arrive, late as usual.
What was it like giving birth to Dan?
It was exhausting. I had to be cut up like a side of beef to get you out. You asked.
How much more painful was it than stubbing your toe?
It was infinitely more painful than stubbing a toe.
Why did you choose the name Dan?
I chose the name Dan because I like the name and didn't know any other Daniel babies, so I thought it would be unusual. It turned out to be the most popular year on record for Daniel babies. Sorry.
What would you have named the baby if it was a girl?
If you were a girl, we were going to call you Yazzie. I had spent my pregnancy on a beach in Kenya where there was a girl named Yazzie who cooked the best prawns ever, so we thought it would be a nice name. Thankfully for all concerned, especially you, you were a boy.
Was it worth it in hindsight?
Of course it was worth it. You are the apple of my eye, etc., etc.
Baby Dan is in the picture on the right. Looks like a little gremlin wrapped
whoa,
in a towel.
Whoa.
A halo
of a
towel.
Did you just call me 3 minutes old a gremlin?
Like a little Ewok.
Dude.
An Ewok gremlin.
Ooh, stop.
And then your mum looks proud, even though...
Even though she's given birth to an Ewok.
She's been cut up like a side of beef.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Thank you, Mum.
Dear One, Phil's mum on Phil's birth.
What day of the week was it?
The early hours of Friday morning. Oh, why am I speaking so posh? My mum doesn't speak like that.
Your mum's like, I'm from the north!
I'm not going to do that. The early hours of Friday morning at 4 a.m. Typical night owl, Phil.
What was the weather like?
The weather was very cold, probably -3. Earlier in the month, it was the coldest since the year 1740. There had been quite a lot of snow that month, too.
What time did you arrive at the hospital?
We arrived at the hospital around 9 p.m. the night before. I remember the midwife reminding me of a friendly dolphin.
How long did the whole thing take?
About 8 hours. I could have flown to Florida in that time.
What was it like giving birth to Phil?
It was quite exhausting because you seemed quite comfy where you were, even though you were 3 weeks early. I didn't have any pain relief. They gave me the gas and air machine, but it was empty. Arrgh! By the end of it, I was getting really impatient. The midwife wanted Dad to stroke my brow and rub my back, and I remember telling him I didn't want him to, I just needed to concentrate.
How much more painful was it than stubbing your toe?
It was like having 1,000 toes and stubbing them all at the same time.
Why did you choose the name Phil?
I always liked the name Philip. It seemed like a kind name, and the Phillips I knew at school were nice people. Plus, I thought it would go well with Martin when I wrote the Christmas cards.
What would you have named the baby if it was a girl?
If you'd been a girl, you would have been called Fiona.
Was it worth it, in hindsight?
I think it was. Haha, of course it was. You bring joy and happiness, and I have always wanted 2 boys, and I got my wish. You were very calm, baby, and the nurses were quite surprised I'd even given birth. You hardly cried at all. You were very cute.
And to accompany is a photo of Phil's parents where his mum is wearing a terrible Christmas jumper, with Phil sat on his dad's lap and mum.